There were emotional scenes at Dublin Coroner's Court yesterday as a jury returned its verdict on the deaths of 10 people who perished in a fire at a halting site in Carrick Mines. Five adults and five children died at the home of the Connors family in October 2015. As well as a verdict of misadventure, the jury made a number of recommendations about traveller accommodation. They also recommended that teenager John Keith Connors, who entered the burning porta cabin to rescue his nephew, be nominated for a National Bravery Award. We can talk now to Bernard Joyce, who's director of the National Traveller Movement. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know before we talk about the broader issue here, I know that many people's thoughts will be with the Connors, Lynch and Gilbert families, because over the past couple of weeks they've had to relive what happened that night. How are they now, do you know?
Obviously, the events have been horrific, and that of going through the inquest would have obviously brought everything back up. So they did lose immediate members of their family, and are it's very hard to complicate, in terms of understand exactly what they're going through. Mm-hmm. But it has touched, I suppose, everybody within our movement and beyond that. So it is absolutely, a very horrific experience for the families and the survivors, because they did lose 10 members of their immediate family, including children. Mm-hmm. I can't really imagine what they're going through during this time. So it has been a very difficult, emotional time in terms of the inquest, which would be bringing all that, back up that was quite fresh in terms of the findings this week.
This is it. It must have been very, very difficult for them to listen to over the past few weeks. What, in your view, Bernard, is the main lesson to be learnt from this tragedy?
I don't know if they're lessons, because, how can you comprehend a loss of life at that level? And there has to, I suppose, from the Irish Travel Movement, there has to be elements that ensures that such a tragedy of that scale or any scale should never happen again, and that the policies, the procedures that would prevent such a tragedy taking place should be immediately put in place. Now, there was an audit in 2006, just in terms of an audit in terms of fire safety, and in September 2006. So I think from the Irish Travel Movement, we've been obviously asking that, that that's monitored, there should be a full completion of that programme, and that should be reviewed. There has been, unfortunately, further fires that have taken place on traveller accommodation, and there could have well been further loss of life.
And is that, sorry to interrupt you there, Bernard, is that something that you fear then, that something similar could happen again?
Absolutely, because the situation now for people is that there is inadequate, poor standard of temporary traveller accommodation that is in place for 10 long, maybe far longer in terms of accommodation, and it's absolutely just not acceptable. So we had called for the review of the Travel Accommodation Act, and the Travel Accommodation Act that the expert group has now been established. They will be making their findings to the minister in the first quarter of this year. And we will be asking for that the review look at the inadequate overcrowding, poor accommodation that is temporary, and that is overused in terms of accommodation. We're also seeing the lack of delivery of new accommodation coming on stream, and that this is compounding the accommodation crisis within the traffic community.
Richard, hi, good morning.
And is the problem being exacerbated, do you think, by the wider shortage of housing?
Yes, yeah. So we're seeing that there's absolutely, you know, the traffic community, it is at a crisis breaking point. So we haven't seen the remedies being fully implemented to address the accommodation. And we haven't seen an investment program. It's absolutely shocking in 2019 that budgets that are being allocated to local authorities have been underspent year after year after year to address the temporary provision of traveller accommodation. And I can't stress that enough. So we are looking at a situation that's horrific, that is disturbing, that's upsetting, and that it should shock and shake the very foundations of the state to act in a rapid way to ensure that no such tragedies ever take place again. So we are, you know, upset that we within the travel community have lost members of our community to a tragedy that could have been prevented.
Yes.
And because, you know, that particular site was in fact overcrowded.
Mm. Well, listen, thank you very much.
Too long, and they should never, you know, and that accommodation should have been a permanent.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning. That was Bernard Joyce, who's director of the National Traveller Movement. It's 7:20.